everyone. Welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today on Rehana's Cuisines, we're going to be making hornets, and these are going to be savory hornets. So for savory hornets, there's a couple steps. You need to get your filling done. This is just a basic filling that I used some beef, and I have a video uploaded on how to do stuffing mixes, and so this is one of my meat stuffing mix here. And so before we start, I'm going to show you all the ingredients and we're going to get started. You're going to need two baking sheets lined with foil and sprayed with any type of sprayer that you need, or you can just use butter. And then for the, we're going to be wrapping dough around here. So for that, there's also another tutorial that's up how to make the cones for the hornets. So make sure you check those out. And then we're going to be using black sesame seeds for garnish, paprika for garnish, and dried parsley leaves for garnish. I'm going to have two eggs here that we're going to use as an egg wash, salt. Our meat mixture is going to go in after the hornets are done. And then here I have a dough. And this dough is just a basic dough that you get at your grocers that they use for either pizzas, for making bread. So you should find this in your freezer section for just basic bread dough. And that's, you know, it's the easiest way that I have found to make the hornets. Otherwise, I will also post another recipe where we're also going to be doing bread dough from scratch. So let's get started. What you want to do here is you want to get just about that much of dough, and you want to start rolling it. And you want to roll it to the point where you've got a good amount of dough that's rolled. And it shouldn't be very thin and it shouldn't be very thick. So now I'm going to show you how we're going to wrap our hornets around our cones here. What you want to do is you want to start off with the bottom edge and just keep on twisting. You can lift it a little bit off of the cutting board too, and that's it. We're going to put it down. I'm going to show you a couple more here. Okay, again, you want to get the tip, start wrapping around. Like so. And then when you come to the end, you just kind of want to pinch it together and then have that area down so it's nice and pinched in. And then what I'm going to do, one more here. And then we're going to let them puff again once more. Once they're done puffing, we're going to put them in a oven at 350 degrees for about 20 minutes. And again, we're going to twist. So, I'm going to have that go down. Just separate them just a little bit because they are going to rise and you don't want it to run into each other here. So, I'm going to wait and do these. But first, I want to show you. Now, I beat my egg really well. To my egg mixture, I always like to season my eggs just because you can never have enough seasoning. So I'm just going to add some salt and beat. And then I'm going to come back and we're going to paint these with our egg mixture. Once these hornets here have puffed, And then once they're done baking, we're gonna stuff them with our meat mixture. So I'll meet you here again in a little. So we're back and our hornets are pretty much poofed here. So I'm gonna go ahead and paint them with egg wash. And then I wanna show you, you know, different ways that you can really garnish these. And there's a couple of different ways and I wanna show you how. So I'm gonna quickly go ahead and egg wash all of them here. And then we're gonna stick it in the oven. And once they come out of the oven, we're gonna wait for them to cool and then we're gonna stuff them with our meat mixture. All right, so I got them all nice egg wash on them. I want to show you, you can use black sesame seeds to garnish these. And they look pretty cute, I think. The other thing you can do, let's do two of each here. All right, we're gonna do paprika for two of them and look at the colors. Okay. And then we're gonna do dried parsley leaves, my favorite, for the other two. So you can imagine what a great dish this would be for parties or picnics and stuff. So I'm gonna go ahead, stick these in the oven. When we come back, we're gonna stuff them with the meat mixture and I'm gonna show you how they turn out, everyone. Welcome back. Our hornets are out of the oven. I let them cool. And I want to show you what they look like. I think they look really, really pretty with our different decorations. And I want you to see how easy they are to get them out from the cone here. There you go. Just gonna take all of them out. And you can re-save these and reuse them so you don't have to make them every time you want to make these. And I'm also going to be uploading a recipe where we're going to do make them for dessert. So we're going to be filling them up with either white chocolate mousse or chocolate mousse. So basically this was our filling, and what I did was it was just meat and I wanted to add some veggies. So what I did was I just picked up some sunrise slaw, which is a mixture of carrots and broccoli. Any brand will do. I just picked one of those up and I just dumped it in here into the meat. So it just gives it a bit more body and stuff. And then we're gonna start stuffing them in. And the way you wanna start stuffing them in is you just wanna get a spoon, start off slowly, and then also get something smaller, like maybe a fork like this one, and you just want to kind of dig it in there so all the filling goes all the way to the bottom. And if you can see in here, look at how much filling we got in there. So you just gotta have to, you know, jam it in there and then again refill. And then do the same thing, but I think I still have more space. So I'm just gonna fill these in. I think that's about it, but we're just gonna check here. There we go, I think we got it. So I'm gonna do one more to show you guys. Okay, I'm gonna take the filling, stuff it in, like so. And then take our little fork, little spoon, whatever you get in. I can really tell there's so much more space in there. I can feel it. So I got all the filling all the way to the bottom. Go. And I finished stuffing the rest of them. Put them right up here. And then one more thing before we go, I wanted to point out was you're going to get some that are completely going to be deformed, like so. It's okay. I wanted to show you that, you know, in cooking, if you get some pieces, like if this is what happens, don't get discouraged. Just try again. The more you practice, the more you make these, you're going to become better. Like, for example, this one turned out to be like a gigantic one. I couldn't control it. It was in the oven and it just kept on puffing up and puffing up. But then when you come to see these ones, they turned out pretty good. So like I said, don't get discouraged when you get pieces like this or you get some really ones that don't look so pretty. I'm sure I can have this with bread and butter in the morning, but don't get discouraged. Keep on trying, and I would love to get feedback from you. Please subscribe to my channel. I would love to get comments from you. I would love to find out what you want me to make next. So please, I'll be waiting for all those comments on YouTube. Thank you for watching this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here on the next episode with another great recipe. See you then.